Good morning. These are your local headlines from the San Diego Union-Tribune. I'm David Clary, and today is Friday, September 15th. Hundreds of migrants who had been waiting between layers of border fencing to enter the U.S. have since been processed by federal authorities, with many migrants then being dropped off by U.S. Border Patrol agents at transit centers throughout San Diego County. The mass drop-offs, which began Wednesday and continued Thursday, overwhelmed nonprofit agencies who were scrambling to provide migrants with basic resources. The Port of San Diego has initiated a state-mandated environmental review of developer 1HWY1's Seaport San Diego project, which proposes to demolish Seaport Village and redo surrounding areas with thousands of hotel rooms and attractions. The agency's environmental work, a requirement of the California Environmental Quality Act, officially got underway Thursday. A federal judge on Thursday temporarily blocked the Escondido Union School District from enforcing a policy designed to ensure transgender students' privacy. The judge's order prevents the Escondido District from enforcing its policy while the litigation continues in a lawsuit that was filed by two Escondido middle school teachers in April. You can find more news online at sandiegouniontribune.com. Thanks for listening.